Okay. Well, before I ask Jean to come up and speak to us, I just want to share a little story with you. One Sunday morning, the priest announced to his congregation, "My good people, I have here in my hands three sermons. $100 sermon that lasts 5 minutes, a $50 sermon that lasts 15 minutes, a $10 sermon that lasts one full hour." Well, this morning, I thank God that we don't have to rely on the strength of our offering, because and he said, "Now we will take the collection and see which one I will deliver." But this morning we haven't got to do that, have we? Because our speaker has the Spirit of God in her. And she's anointed of the Holy Spirit, yes. And she has heaven's resources at her disposal. So let's hear the goodness of God from Jean this morning as she speaks to us. Yes, give her a big welcome.
Jesus. I just love that picture, Jay, of climbing up the mountain. I've been dragged up many a mountain in the wind and the rain by my husband. And as you get nearer the top, it seems further away and gets bigger and bigger. Whoa! Oh, which isn't always helpful. But that picture of God, ha! Closer we get to him, the bigger he is. The more of us he fills. Whoa, that's what we all want. Ha! However, this morning, what I want to do is I want to share a bit of the journey I've been on this year. Whoa. Can't really remember when it all happened. Anyway, the beginning of the year, we had some news that one of our friends, for those of you who don't know, we've been travelling in and out of Wales for about 15, 16 years, and got to know some of the guys down there quite well. And about 5 years ago, we took a year out and went and lived in South Wales to see what God was going to do with us. And we still go back. Yes. Then we got the news that one of our close friends there had was diagnosed with breast cancer. And for some reason, as a church, over the last, I don't know how many years, we've had that news, sadly, quite a lot of times. But this time, I just had a very strange reaction to the news, and I found it all difficult to accept this time that my friend over there had got breast cancer as a diagnosis. And it seemed really bonkers in a way, because we've prayed for so many people who've had this. And I know God's good, and I know that they've got lots of people who are still alive, having gone through it, walked through it, and come out the other end. But there was something about this diagnosis that just didn't sit. Well, it never sits well, but this time it didn't sit as well as it has done in the past. Whoa. Ha. So, then, I can't actually remember which came first. Did the book come first, or did my sleepless night come first? Sleepless night came first. That's right, it did. Whoa. Ha. Show. Anyway, I was lying in bed one night, very early morning, really sort of saying, why am I feeling like this, God? What am I feeling like this? It's horrible, but we've been here before. Ha. Huh. And so I lay there, trying not to toss and turn too much and get Nigel awake. And it was just me and God. And then I sat down and I thought, what's going on here? I've got to approach this somehow. It's not in my strength. I've got to do it with you, God. And then it came to mind to list the number of people that I knew who'd had breast cancer, who had gone through the treatment and got out the other side, either miraculously or slogging the hard way with God in it all. And I felt really encouraged, really, really encouraged at the end of this sleepless night that actually There was one person that we know that was so dear to us as a congregation in Marlow, and we lost the battle with her. But since then, everybody that I know of that has had this diagnosis has gone through the treatment, has been healed. Whoa. Some miraculously, some the hard slog, but God's been with them in it. God's done amazing things in their lives. So I woke up the next morning thinking, yes, that's the testimony of those healings. Whoa. And I felt very much encouraged. Then, through the post, plopped this book. It's called Release the Power of Jesus by Bill Johnson. And a few of us are doing, so I'm dipping in and out of a course that some people are doing with Di. And this is one of our reading books. And I sat there, probably the next day, feeling absolutely whacked after my sleepless night and going to work and trying to get everything sorted in my head, which is a bit of a mistake, really. I should probably not try to sort so much out in my head, but I do. And then, chapter one. Whoa. He starts off that one day he was in his office reading and meditating on the verse. Whoa, I don't think I can read the verse to you. And then this guy comes in with his amazing testimony and said, please, Bill, feel free to share my testimony. Wherever you go, just feel free to share it. And a bit later on, he didn't share that particular testimony, that guy, out loud, but he ended up several years later in this just amazing series of events. And there are two series of events, and I want to read to you the bit that really, 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 really got to me. And I'm hoping that as you listen to me reading it, there'll be something of the spirit of what's written here that we'll get in. There were two stories that he tells about healing, and the one's about club feet and how this one person gets healed. And then as he's telling the testimony about this healing, somebody else gets healed. Somebody's watching on the video months later his testimony about this healing of this club feet. This lady's daughter has got club feet. She calls to them and they come out of their bedroom walking perfectly. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. So that was pretty amazing. And then, whoa. I'll just read it. One particular series was so prolific and so clearly the result of the testimony that is overwhelming. It began a few years ago when I was praying for people at a conference in Minnesota. There was a young lady there who had had a bad accident and had injured her leg. She had pins in her leg, pain, restricted movement, and other complications. As we prayed for her, calcium deposits started to dissolve. She gained more movement, and the pain left. Whoa! When she got up the next morning and got dressed to come to the day's meeting, her husband looked down at her leg and said, "Hey, whoa, that wasn't there before." A whole part of her calf that had been destroyed in the accident had grown back overnight. At the meeting, she gave the testimony, and we all praise God for his creative miracle. Following her testimony, a woman immediately came up and said to me, if God can do that for her, whoa, certainly he can do it for me. Whoa. She caught on to what the testimony had just provided for all who really heard it, even though I had not taught on the principle. This woman had severed her Achilles tendon 5 years earlier. It had never healed correctly, and part of the calf muscle had atrophied, got stuck on that last time, and withdrawn up into her leg. Don't know what it means. It's not good. So I had the young lady who had just been healed, as well as the pastor's wife, come and pray for this woman. Whoa. I told the one recently healed, freely you've received, freely give. They laid hands on the woman needing the miracle and watched as God reattached the tendon correctly and redeveloped the muscle right before their eyes. Then another lady came up while that was going on and said, hey, I was kicked in the leg by a horse and it destroyed part of my calf muscle. Whoa! There's a growth in its place. So the two ladies who'd been healed and the pastor's wife laid hands on her. whoa. They watch the growth dissolve and the muscle form right before their eyes. Another lady came up. It seemed that there's an epidemic of calf muscle injuries in this place in Minnesota. She also got healed. The same miracle was duplicated 3 times in a few moments. So that was that morning. Ha. A bit later on, he flew from that place to another place in Tennessee, where I share the story of these 4 women. In the room, there was a doctor with a broken leg, who'd broken his leg 1 year earlier. He had restricted movement and pain, and the whole calf muscle had atrophied. Whichever. It had done whatever. He sent some students to pray for him, and about 20 minutes later, I asked, "How are you doing?" He told me that all the pain had gone and all the movement was back. Then I asked, "How's the muscle?" He said, "I can feel the skin stretching." When I arrived home at Reading from all these meetings, I told the testimony of these 5 people. There was a woman in the room there who'd broken her leg 1 year earlier. She had pain, restricted movement, and an atrophied calf muscle. Oh, I should have asked you, what's the correct term? Is it atrophied or atrophied? You're the medical lady. Atrophied. Thank you. Whoa. So there was another lady. She had pain, restricted movement, and an atrophied calf muscle. She came up about 2 weeks later and said, "When you shared that testimony, my leg became hot. All the pain left. I regained full range of motion and the muscle grew back." Then he goes on to Brazil, telling the stories again. And a woman on the ministry team in the United States was missing part of a calf muscle due to an automobile accident. After I was through with my message, she went into the bathroom and examined her leg. She found that the muscle had grown back while I was teaching. More recently, I told these stories in another meeting with some people I don't know who, and a woman in the audience interrupted me as I was sharing them and said, "I'm missing part of a calf muscle." I told her we'd be happy to pray for her after the meeting, and she said, "And I'm from Minnesota, which is where all these healings had started." Whoa! Anyway, the end of the story, she gets healed as well. What an amazing... This came in a couple of days after I'd had my sleepless night with God about my friend Jen. Whoa! Ha! There's something going on here, and there's something that we've got to learn, and there's something that's important for the next phase that we're going through with God. Oh. Whoa. Julie, last week. Ha! It happens here too, you see. This is the whole point. It's happening over in America. It's happening here, and it's going to grow, and it's going to grow, and it's going to grow, and it's going to grow. But we've got a part to play in it. Judy stood up last week and told us about how she'd been healed from her rheumatoid arthritis. Whoa! No pain. Tests show there's nothing there. Praise God for that. Wow. I've had an inflamed shoulder for the last few weeks. And when she said that, "I want some of that," was my response. And I asked Julie to pray for me. And I can do all sorts of things. I haven't had to take any painkillers. There are a few things I haven't been able to do this week because I've not been working, to really test whether if it's healed, or kind of like 95% healed. Whoa. If Julie hadn't stood up and given her testimony, I wouldn't have had that opportunity to say, "I want some of that, God. Ha, can you pray for me?" Just like that first lady. Freely you have received, freely give. Whoa. Whoa. Ha. Ha. Whoa. If we don't give our testimonies of all that God's done for us, how we are actually... Whoa. Whoa. We're not giving the people the opportunity to be able to respond to a good God and a God that loves them. That really hit home this morning when we were worshipping. If we don't give our testimonies, we're stopping the chain. We're stopping the chain. Whoa. It's not just healing. Whoa. I was thinking last night in bed, all the things that we've seen God in our family, in our personal lives, in the family as a church. Whoa. In the past, we didn't have a lot of money. And we were in the situation in the past. Feels like that now in many ways. I remember once that, we woke up to money put through the door one morning. Now, that's a testimony, God's provision. If people are going through hard financial times, God did that for me. He can do it for somebody else. But I've got to tell them. I've got to tell them that that's what God did. Whoa. Ha. Ha. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Got hundreds of notes written down here. Ha. What am I trying to say here? What does God want to hear from what I've brought in my ramblings? Whoa. 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 Bottom line, he's a good God. Whoa. He's a good God. Ha. He does amazing things in our lives. But if we don't tell people about what he's doing in our lives, whoa. He can. that's God's grace in it all. It's not a formula. If I do this, then this happens. But when we're sharing our testimonies, we're giving people the opportunity to hear what God's done. And when you connect with what God's done for somebody else, that becomes almost prophetic. It changes from being a statement to being a prophetic declaration.
Whoa.
He did it for me. I'm not that special. It's not just for me. It is for me, but it's for everybody.
Whoa.
It's for everybody. Ha! Whoa, Jesus, 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 Jesus. So it's hearing, connecting with the spirit of what's being said in those testimonies that gives us the opportunity to respond to the Holy Spirit, the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and to receive that healing, which is what happened to all those people with their calf muscles. Whoa. But it's beginning to happen here. Julie gave a testimony. My spirit rose. My spirit rose when I read this. My goodness me. I've not read the rest of the book. I've read the first chapter of this book about 8 times now. And I want to read it again and again and again and again and again and again. Oh, this is the testimony. It was just amazing. Whoa. And it says there's a verse in I did feel guilty this morning. I felt really bad this morning because I haven't got a lot of verses. But actually, you don't have to have a lot of verses because the whole of the Bible, the Old Testament, it's all the Jewish tradition of storytelling of all the amazing things God has done.
Whoa.
When things got tough, they know what God's done in the past, so they can trust in God to do the same for them for the future.
Whoa.
David in the Psalms, he has a good old grump and a moan, doesn't he, in a lot of them? And then he remembers all the things that God has done. And when you remember the things that God has done, you reach the bottom of the grump. And then you cannot do anything but turn around and come up and your soul rises up. God is good. The situation around me is absolute rubbish, but God is good. And that's what David writes in so many of the Psalms. He plummets down to the pit, gets all the moans and groans out, and then turns his focus onto God. God is good. And then he comes back up again. His spirit rises. And even Job, with all the rubbish that he was going through, he never, ever, 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 ever spoke against the goodness of God and what God was really like. Whoa. Ha. Show. But there is a verse. Ha. And it's in Revelation 19. That's the end bit of verse 10. Ha. And it's a discussion they've been having, which I haven't gone into. But it, basically at the end it says, worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. When we give testimony, when we testify to what God's done in us, we are prophesying, we are speaking it out that God is going to do it again. The spirit of Jesus is this, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Whoa. Last week and a couple of weeks ago, I think it must have been when we were not here, when we were struggling with all our sickness a couple of weeks ago, there was a phrase that Di picked up on. Miracles are going to be the new norm for Slough.
Whoa!
Miracles are going to be the new norm for Slough. Miracles are the new norm for Slough. Whoa! Isn't that just amazing? Whoa! Di said to treat Julie's healing last week as a prophetic sign for all the things that God's going to do in this congregation.
Whoa! Ha!
Whoa! Whoa!
Come on! Whoa! Ha! Show! Ha!
But we release the power through of through our testimony. Whoa! If Julie didn't speak, we wouldn't have known. Ha! And she's just the first fruit. Just the first fruit of all that God's going to do in Slough.
Ha! Whoa. Ha!
So what do we do?
Ha.
We keep on praying. We keep on reading the Bible. But we keep on giving the testimony of all that God has done.
Whoa.
Because when we give that testimony, we have the opportunity to release that prophetic power from our testimony, that people that we're speaking to can rise up and say, yes, I'm going to have some of that. I want some of that for me. I want some of that for my friend. I want some of that for my neighborhood.
Whoa.
It's the prophetic power of our testimony of what God's done.
Whoa.
Ha. In 1 Samuel 7, verse 12, Samuel's been on a journey and he gets a stone and he calls it the Ebenezer stone and he places it down in the ground as a marker for the journey that he's been on and God working through him, God leading him, God helping him. And It was the end of a big battle. And he wanted to put down a marker of all the things that God had done. And, what I'd like to do now is to listen to a song that a friend of ours down in Wales has written. And it mentions the Ebenezer Stone, and that's what I'm telling you a bit about it.
Ah.
But while it's 6 minutes long, so it's not a short one. But what I'd ask us to do is to spend that time thinking about all the things that God has done, to draw to mind the testimonies as individuals we have about the amazing way that God has worked in our lives. I've got some paper if you want some paper. It's only scribble bits of paper, but if you feel that you'd like to write some of it down, there's paper here. I haven't got pens, I'm afraid.
Whoa.
But
there's something about the power. And I've heard it. We went, this group of us that are reading the book, we got together, and it's all on Friday night. And it's all about speaking out. But if we haven't got things to speak out about, we can't do it. But I know that each one of us has got those things that God's done in our lives. So this morning, I want us to spend this 6 minutes going through this tape, this CD, to actually ask God to bring back to mind the things, the testimonies that we can use, the testimonies that we have got about the goodness of God. Maybe it's a dramatic healing.
Whoa.
Like Julie. Whoa. Maybe it's provision for money. Like that person, I don't know who it was, put that money through our door those years ago. And if you want to write it down, do. But I just pray, Father God, that as we listen to this song, we just thank you for the goodness, all the good things that you have done in our lives. And we just pray, Father God, that you draw to mind that those things that we might have forgotten, those things that might have got squashed down in everyday life. But you would draw back to mind all the things that you have done, the things that we can use as our testimony, things that you have done in our lives, Father God, and as we share, we can kind of release the prophetic power of our testimony for other people to receive the good things that you've done for us. Whoa. So just listen and ask God to bring those things to mind.
Done and who you are. I sing to help my heart remember, though I see dimly, and I struggle to hear your voice. There's a dawn breaking from your faithfulness. I sing to help my heart remember. I sing to help my heart remember all you've done and who you are. I sing to help my heart remember. So I'll build this Ebenezer to cause my heart to remember a love that is greater and stronger than death. Oh, I'll build this Ebenezer for love that took in a stranger, a power that is perfect in setting me free. This is a wide, spacious place. This is a wide, spacious place. This is a wide, spacious place. And it church place. This is a wide and spacious place. This is a wide and spacious place. And it's your love that covers me. My heart to remember a love that is greater and stronger than death. Oh, I'll build this Ebenezer full love that took in a stranger a power that is perfect in sin. This is a wide and spacious place. This is a wide and spacious place. And it's your love that covers me. This is a wide and spacious place. This is a wide and spacious place. This is a wide and spacious place. And it's your love that covers me. And it's your love that sets me free. And it's your love that's broken the chains. For you have made this heart smile. You have made this heart smile. For you have made this heart smile.
Wow. You've made this heart smile, and I hope that that's what's happened to you this morning, remembering some of the amazing things that God's done for you, that it's lifted your spirits, it gives you a hope for the future. Ha! I'm on a journey with it, and I've not got it cracked by any means. This is month two of trying to work it all out. So if you help me with me, come with me on my journey, that would be brilliant.